open like. It's very hard to watch such a movie. Therefore, we force you to do it. It's not our Silchus Erev to give you a heter to carry it on Shabbos. Tam, we do it that there should be a shmirah for the alleyway. What's the lechi? What's the kair? It's not doing anything. It doesn't watch too much. A kair is just one piece of wood going straight up. A kair is a piece going straight across. A lechi is going straight up. Like, how much does it watch you? Your Taiz learns a little bit different pshat. Taiz learns a little better. Pirsha ben Atam. I'll leave it. Your Lishnachrin, another pshat is, Mitzat Shani. From the side is different. In other words, if you don't have mechitzes, that's different. But when you do have mechitzes, just time to make the Rubi Chatzeris, that will not matter. Could be as no right from here. Itma, Rav Chiya Barashi Yomar, Oisin Lechi Yashera. You're allowed to take, to make a lechi, the piece of wood going straight up, even from an Atzi Yashera, even though the tree is Mamash Osa Bano, still you're allowed to make a lechi from it. If you have a shirim ben loke shoma oisin koira shera, you can even take a piece of wood from an ashera, from a tree that the goyim worship from avodah zara. That's also banor. You're allowed to use it to make a koira to go straight across. But the more man the yom the one that says you can use it for koira kol shchein lechi avad and avad you can use a lechi also. Of a man the yom lechi, the one that says only a lechi atayadavka lechi you can use it. Av a koira loy, but a koira not. Why? Ketuse mechteshirum. Because a koira when it goes straight across, it has to at least be a tefach wide. A kura has a shear how wide it has to be. It has to be at least a tefach. Now there's a cloud that's something that's also banon. There's a cloud of ktusa mechta shirei. Since it's oimid the sreifi, you're supposed to burn it. So we look as if it's burned up, as if it doesn't have a shear. So if the things has to be choshiv, like a kura has to be a tefach wide, something that's also banon, you're supposed to burn, can't have a chshivas of a shear. Mashenk and alechi, a beam going straight up, has no shear to it. It can be as small as you want. So the Maisa, since it could be as small as you want, it has no din shir, therefore for that we wouldn't say the svara ktusa mechta shira. Even though sasa banor, still it's mutter. So Rashi, kol shchein lechi de'ein loy shir l'roch b'vyuvav. A lechi has no shir how wide it has to be. Alva koyra tzricha tefecha koponim, l'kabal arecha bria. It has to be strong also. V'haya shera, kivan the boy sreifa, since you're supposed to burn it, t'chsev yashreyim tisrefun veish. Is shiura lav shiuru. The width that this tree has now, this piece of wood has, means nothing. As if we burnt it up. Therefore it has no shear. The Torah speaks out, Afagav the lechi nami boy shear goifa. Even though lechi has to be at least 10 tfachim high. The gam roch of mash, it has to be something. Mio boyi mikol makim kivin le boya le shear zuta le hechmiru boy. Since it doesn't need such a shear, only a smaller shear, therefore we'll make up by a lechi. Mashenk and the curve that needs a bigger shear, they were more mach with the steak too, so the shear it doesn't help.
Now, Taisus himself really doesn't say too clear the Hezber, what's the difference? Ayla Kura, even a lechi, has to be 10 tfachim high. But the Maisa, the Svasem, is the Kasha, and who are then Rab Chaim in the Sefer, Chdushi Rab Chaim Alevi and the Rambam, and the last halachas in Hilcha Shabbos, he also goes to be mazbe this Svarim. They both seem to say more or less that the din of a Kura, that we say a Kura, needs to be a tefach wide. The pshat is that's a shear in the kura. The kura itself has to be a tefach wide. Therefore, something that's also banol like an atzei asherah and it's oimul the sreifa, we say ktusim mechta shirin. You don't have the shear. The guf hadava doesn't have the shear of dalat tfachim. But that's only a svar and something needs a shear in the guf hadava. But avada, this svar that say ktusim mechta shirin, we look as if it's burnt. We don't look as if mamish the heftz is burnt, as if it's not there. It's only a svar that says it has no chshivas of a shear. Mashenkin, that of a din lechi has to be 10 tfachim high. Mostly, it's not a din in the mechitza, that the actual mechitza itself, the lechi itself has to be that high. That the b'chaim is mazbe, the pshat is just a din in the mokim. The mokim has to be moved, though, there has to be avdoli in this mokim of 10 tfachim. But not that the actual mechitza to zreif, as a din mechitza, is only to shaf avdoli. So the maestro, there is something here dividing up the two. Therefore, even though it's tusim echteshuri, something is there, therefore it's kosher. So Alechi is kosher. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the Peyim at base. Okay, the Mishnah. Yeah. Nismaye to'icho, if you put an Erev down, and now the food became too small. Like we'll soon see what the shear, how much food you have to have metchilo. But if you put down the right amount of food, and now it became too small, the food got lost or got eaten up, this ma'atoychol is moisif. You have to add more. In other words, the shear to have a gregarious for each person or else to have the shear of mozen shtei sudis, according to Tanakhama, you always have to have that shear. And if the food becomes less, you have to be moisif, you have to add more onto it. Umizakeh. And now, if you could be mezakeh this area for the rest of the people, v'yein tzorach l'adiyya, you don't have to adiyya the rest of the people. Okay, since you already made an erev, and now just the food became smaller, so when you add on to the food, you could be mezakeh for them, and you don't have to be adiyya. So Rashi learned, sherei kula nisratz for b'chilo, because everybody was already nisratz, everybody wanted to make this eruv v'chatzeres, just the food got too small. So if we don't have to be adiyya them that you're making this erev. What about nisoisfu aleihem? What about now more people, more neighbors moved into the chotzer? So you have new people that have to be mishtatef into the eruv. Is moisif, they also have to add on into the eruv. Or mezakeh, you could be mezakeh for them if you want. V'tzorach leidiyah, and or else you have to tell them that what they were making an eruv for you also, that you also can carry out from your house into the chotzer. So Rashi learns v'tzorach leidiyah, ledyuran shenisoisfu, imdaitan beruv. The new people moved into this chutzah now, we have to tell them, modiyah them, that we're going to make an eruv, are you nicha with it? Ukegoing Rashi says, shemarav mishalehen. You only have to tell them if you're going to take bread from them. So then, before you take it from them, you have to ask them, are they nicha for this eruv or not? The time appreciously, like we had before, because you can't take from somebody bal korcho. The tarti ketoni, there are two dinim here. Moisefu mezake im mishaloi. If you want to, you can add bread, your own bread, and be mezakirit for them. In other words, you have somebody pick it up, and he's kernel it for these other people. So then you don't have to ask him, because it's a schus, he's only gaining on the deal. V'tzorach lo'diyah im mishalehem arif. But when do you have to ask them, if they're nicha, if you're taking their bread? So before you take their bread, you have to get reshus from them, you have to make sure they're nicha to make this a rubik ha-tzeris. So there are two halachas. If you use your bread to be mezakrit for them, so then you could do it without their das, because treated their nicha, and we say mezak is zoch and the other mishtem afonav. But if you want to use their bread, you can't take it unless they give you rishus. V'tzorach l'adiyya. Now, kam mehi shiurin. How much is a shiur to make an eruv b'chatzeres with? How much bread do you have to have? Is bizman shein merubin. If you have a lot of people living in the chotzer, then mozen shtei sudes. L'kulam. Once you have the shiur of mozen, enough food, that you eat for two sudas, that's enough no matter how many people you have, even for 1,000 people, that's enough. Hey, the Rabbana will never mechayiv you to put down more than mozen shel shtei sudas. What about bizman shein muatim? Let's say you don't have that many people, because you only have one or two people, or three people in the Erev Chatzeres. How much does each person have to put into the Erev? Kegregris. All you need is shear is a dried out date. That's enough. Which is a little bit more than a kezayis. Less than a beitza, a little bit more than a kezayis. That's how much bread each person has to put in. L'chol echad v'yechad. That's how much each person has to put, a little bit more than a kezayis in, to the Erev, it's enough. Now, Omer Reb Yosi, v'meh devor ma'murim b'tchilas Erev. When do we say you have to have a shear, that each person has to at least put the size of a gregris? Or else, if you have 1,000 people there, if the Erev is big enough that the shear of a mozen shtei sudis, that's like 4 beitzim, 4 eggs worth of it, that's enough, everybody. Now, when do we say you have to have such a shear? That's only at the beginning, metchila, when you put the pas down to make the rubi chaseris. Avo b'shir, b'shirei, that means you first made a good erev. You had enough food. And now, as the weeks go along, chveis, the mice ate up the bread, or the bread got lost, or some pieces fell off already. Now, how much bread has to still be left there that the erev is still chal? He holds kolshu. Avo b'shirei erev, kolshu. Even if a little bit is left over, still is kosher. And he also, Rashi says, ain't tzorach loisif. Rabbi Yosi polig atanakama. Rabbi Yosi argues on atanakama. The first man, the Yomim, the Mishnah said, nismayet oichel moisif. If the oichel got less, you have to add on more to it. And see, he holds every Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos, you have to have this year that every person has to have at least a gregris there, or else a mosin shtei sudis. He doesn't know that if once you had the shear, then later it got smaller, still it's kosher. Rabbi Yosi holds no, and Allah is like Rabbi Yosi, that once at the first Shabbos you had enough of a shear, even though later on the Erev gets smaller and smaller, as long as something is left over, still is kosher for the Erev Bechatzeres. Now, V'lozot the Mishnah, V'loi Omru La'arev Bechatzeres, that the Rabbanan said that even though you made a shtuf in the voice, like Rashi Zachach in the Statsfum, even though the people living in this whole Movi made a shtuf in the voice, that means they collected any type of food or wine from the Bnei Chatzer and put everything together, So once they made a shtufa mivoyis, mikra din, you do not have to make an aruv b'chatzeres. Now, why did the Rabbanim still say that you should still make an aruv b'chatzeres even though you already made a shtufa mivoyis? The Rabbanim said still you should make an aruv b'chatzeres, that the kids should not forget about Tilchus Erev. There is the kids living in the Chotzer, they'll see the fathers carrying out from the house into the Chotzer, and they will not know that there was a Shtufa Mivoyis. They don't know what's doing in the Movid. They only know that in this Chotzer, there's no Erev going on. So they'll think you're allowed to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, even without an Erev. So today the kids should not learn to make a mistake. There are Bono and Masakin that in every Chotzer, you should have your own Erev. Every Chotzer should have his Erev Chotzeris. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. But my askinim. So Rashi Watiktoni bin Ismayit ain't sorach leidia. The Mishnah's mashma Tanakam holds that if the oichol became too small, so Tanakam shir shiter is you have to be moistiv. You have to put more bread or more food into the earth. Now he says we ain't sorach leidia. You don't have to tell the people. Now this is only because it's Ismayit mashma something is left over. But it's a diyak mashma, if the whole Erev got eaten up, then you do have to be medir them. Rashi Rashi's diyak. Ha kola legamri, mashma, if nothing from the Erev is left over, then tzorach leidiyoy in bol arev. If you're coming to make an Erev a second time, like from the new, then you have to be medir till everybody you should know will make it another Erev. So that's more about my askina. What are we talking about? Ilayma bit min echid, we're talking about the exact same min. Now it's metchil, everybody put, if it's talking about Eruv v'chazer, that's got to be bread. According to some sheet, as we'll soon see. Whatever min they first used, if you want to use the exact same min again, for the Gemara, my irin is mayit. Why only if the Erev just got small and you have to add more? That you don't have to ask them, afilu kolanami. Even if the whole Erev got eaten up lagamri and you want to make a new Erev now. If you're using the exact same min like before, they put white bread there. So pshita, the person is nicha to use white bread, so you should be allowed to take again white bread to make the second Erev. Like, what do you have to ask them for? Since it's the exact same min, the same type of food that he used for the first Erev, Shita is nicha to use that food, and he could use it the second time. What do you have to ask them? Yeah, I feel. So the Mara Elo, Bishnei Minim, Elo, we're talking about now, you want to use a different min. The first time he gave one type of food, now you want to take a different type of food from him. For the Gemara, I feel this Mayat Nami. Even if just the Erev became too small, and now, according to Tanakama, you have to add more food into the Erev, you should also have to ask everybody. Again, you're not taking your own food for everybody. You're going around the Chotzer and taking food from everybody. So before you take from them, you have to ask them a shus. If you're taking another min. Like Mechatez, you says the person wants to use the second min for the Erev. Did Tanya, I'll bring you right if this we learned. Kol loho oichel min min echod ein tzorch ladia. If the oichel, the first Erev, got eaten up, and now they're making a second Erev, they're using the exact same type of food they used the first Erev, you don't have to ask them. Pshita, since they were Nicha the first time, you could take again from them now to make an Erev again. What about Mibayz Minim? Let's say you're changing it now to use a different type of a food now. Is Tzorach Leidiyah? You do have to be Medea them. So if it's talking about two Minim, so why only Nismayit? I feel Nismayit, even if it didn't get eaten up Legamri the first Erev. But as long as you have to add on to it, to take a second min, you have to ask him first. You can't do it without asking him. And for the Gemara, boy, same, I'll give you two terutzim. One terutz of the boy, same, if you want to say, you can say like this. Mi min echid. We're talking about to take an exact same min. And the boy, same, mishnei minim. If you want, I'll give you an answer. We're talking about the making a second min. The second Erev is a new type of a food. Now, what's the pshat? Boy, same, mi min echid. We're talking about now the exact same type of food. Or bazoi, so it's shver. Why did we say dafkif nismayit? Mashma, some food is still left over. Just a little bit, so you have to add to it. Mashma, if the whole thing was eaten up lagamri, then you do have to ask. The question is why? Since you're using the exact same food, it should be mutter. That's the Gemara Nechnami. My nismayit nismatmamit. Now, it means that nothing was left over. Lagamri, Nechnami, Rashi, kol lagamri. It doesn't mean a little bit got eaten up. It means the whole thing got eaten up. There's nothing left over. Say Nechnami. Since you want to use the exact same min again, you don't have to ask them reshus. Since they were nicha the first time, mistalma they're still nicha. The boy is same mishnei minim. Maybe we're talking about taka two different minim. And I tell you, kol shani and echnami, there's a difference. If everything got finished or not everything got finished. So Rashi, boy is same beis minim. The daf can not get nismayit only because it was nismayit. Or the kashloch mebraisa kolo shani. The braisa kolo.
If you have some left over and you only have to add a little bit more, so even if you're taking a different min, still the same tzorach l'odia. That the Braisa says a different min, you have to ask the mishus first. That's only where the first erev was kol l'gamri, it was used up. And now what you have to do is use new food, make a new erev. If you're using a new type of a food, you have to ask the mishus before you can take it. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Nismayit, if some is left over, just you have to add a little bit more, you don't have to ask the mishus, even though you're using a second type of a food. If more people came into the chotzer, so they have to make an eruv b'chatzeres also, and you could be mezakrit for them. Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Chizda. Zois Sameres, from here it's a raya, that chokim olav chavera a Rav Yehuda. That the chomim argue on Rav Yehuda. The Tanan, we learned. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says like this. B'meh devor mamurim b'eruv b'chumim. When do we have to have rishus? When do we have to ask the person if he's nicha? When we want to make an eruv chumim for somebody? But that's the svar. What's an eruv chumim? You want to put his eruv outside 2,000 amos, that from there he could walk 2,000 amos further. But he's also losing out that list. He can't walk 2,000 amos the other way of the city. So it's a chesaron for the person. You have to ask the person, where do you want your shvisa to be the Shabbos? Not every time is the eruv chumim a mile for the person. It depends which way he wants to walk. Therefore, you have to ask him if he's nicha or not. Avo beruv chatzeres mashek. Whenever you make the eruv chatzeres. Marvin bein ladas bein shle ladas. You should know you can make the error for the person even without asking him. So that this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So now Mishnah is mashmana that our Mishnah is talking about Rubik Hatzeris, and still it says tzorach ladiyoy that you have to be madiyah them. It says nisusaf if more people came in, so you make it a new erev now. Or tzorach ladiyoy, you have to tell the person Mishnah will make an Rubik Hatzeris for you. So it is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a raya the Rabbonim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So the more pshita, avada they argue on the Yehuda. It's often a stira. Our Mishnah says when they make an eruv chatzeres, v'tzorach l'odiyo. You have to remind, tell the person, are you nicha or not? And the Yehuda says you don't have to. So pshita the chokin. So the more mal the tame I would think, hani mili b'chotzer shebein shnei mevois. When does our Mishnah say you have to ask the person if you have a chotzer in between two different mevois? So it's a suffix between which mevois does this chotzer want to be part of? He could be part of the right Mavi, he could be part of the left Mavi. So therefore we can't make an error for him without asking him. Because Bosh, it's a chay for the person. But maybe a chotzer that only belongs to one Mavi. There is only a question, there's only one place you can make the error with. Maybe a maloi, that Rabbanan do not argue on Reb Yehuda. Kamashmila, no, still the Rabbanan argue on Reb Yehuda. That the Rabbanan say always, by tzarech l'diyoy. You have to tell the person beforehand. Rashi says, "Mal the time will yer them Reb Yehuda, go meforeshu, or masdis in the hocher bechotze shebein shteim mevoyes." Maybe really our Mishnah could also go according to Reb Yehuda. Our Reb Yehuda says by Rubech Hatzeres you don't have to ask the person. So I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about that the chotzer is in between two different mevoyes. Lo yadin and behind ichalei, so he can make an erev with one of the two. We don't know which side he wants to go out. Therefore, it's a chayv. We have to ask the person first. But maybe if there's only one place where you can make the Eruv Chatzeres, there's only one Chatzer and one Movi, so maybe I would think since it's a Schus, we could do without asking him. Kamashmala no. Trash Kamashmala no Shizbi, the Shmile Merabe, the Movi Echor Askinen. Our Mishnah is even talking about there's only one Movi here, there's only one way where you could make the Eruv. Still we say, the Rabbanan say, Tzoruch Ladiyah. So they argue on Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not go according to Reb Yehuda. How much is the shear? How much do you have to have in the Merubin Chatzeres? So the Mara Kamahu Merubin. What's called Merubin? A lot of people. Saying if you have a lot of people, then you need a Mosin Shtei Sudis. What's called Merubin? Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Shmoina Asar Ben Ayodim. If you have 18 people in the Chatzer, that's called a lot of people. And then you have to use at least Mosin Shtei Sudis. And from there on, the shear doesn't change. If you have 20, 50, 100 people, still you're allowed to use the shear of Mosin Shtei Sudis, which we'll soon see, that is a shear of 18 gregors. So if you have 18 people, so each person has to put in at least a gregors, you come out to be 18 gregors, which is Mosin Shtei Sudis. So the Gemara, Shmoy Nasa V'Sulo and not more, Eima Mishmoy Nasa V'Yelech, 18 people and more is called Merubin, that once you have more than 18 people, you always need at least, what you need is now a Mosin Shtei Sudis, which is a shear of 4 beitzim. So the Gemara, how come the Mishnah says 18? Or not the Mishnah, how come the Braita, how come before the Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel said 18? Or Rabbi Yitzchak, Braita, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Dima, Farshle, Mine, Diaba, that I'll explain this name of my father, that Kol Shilo, Machalka, Lamozin, Shtei Sudis, Bineyim. If you would divide up how much there is in the Shtei Sudis, two Sudis, that's four Beitzim. V'yein Magat, Gregris, Tuchol Echad, Yechad, and you don't get the shear of a Gregris, each one of them, Hein, Hein, Merubin. That's called already a lot of people, V'sagi, Bemozin, Shtei Sudis. And then it's enough to use the shear of Mosin Shtei Sudis. Viloy, let's say you have less people than 18, so then if each person puts in a Gregris, you'll have enough of a shear even though you don't have Mosin Shtei Sudis. That's also good. That's called Muatin Hain. That Ninu. That's called a little bit. Muatin Ninu. The Agav Rucha Kamashman, the Agav, by learning, we hear this Chiddush, the what? That the Shtei Sudis, how big, how much Gregris is there in the shear of two Sudis? Have in Shmein Asara Gregris. 18 Gregris. So the Ikirat Din is each person to make a Ruvah Chatzeres, you have to put in the size of a Gregris of bread into the Erev. Just once you have 18 people, that comes out automatically to be Mosin Shtei Sudis. Now once you have the shear of Mosin Shtei Sudis, the Rabbanu will make all that's enough, no matter how many people you have. You have 18, 20, 100, no matter how high you go, you don't have to use more than Mosin Shtei Sudis. That's called Merubim, means 18. And less than that, you don't have to have Mosin Shtei Sudis. It's enough. Each person puts in a Gregris. That's enough. So the Mishnah. Bechol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin. You could use any type of a food to make an Arubi Chatzeris and to make a Shtufim voice. Chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. Divir Reb Elezer. This is Reb Elezer Shita. That even for Arubi Chatzeris, you could use peiris and vegetables. Just water and melech is no good. Reb Yeshua Imen no kikar hu. Erif. He holds no. A kopon of Arubi Chatzeris, you badav kaf, use bread. That's what we hold halacha. You don't have to have bread. Kikru erif. So he says now, afilu mafes so. Even if you use mamash a so of flour, a tremendous big bread, vu prusa, but a little bit is chopped off. It's a piece. It's not a whole bread. It's a marfin vo. You can't use this for ruve chaseris. For an erif chaseris, you have to use a sholem, a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of bread. Mashenken kikru kisser. If you have a small piece of bread. But I call upon of Usholem, but it's Sholem, it's whole, Marvin boy. You could use that for Rubi Chaseris. But you can't collect broken pieces of bread for the Rubi Chaseris. That will soon see in the Gemara, why not? So the Gemara. Tenino Chodezimnu. We already learned this one time already. Bechol Ma'ar